On Midwest Week, the Quad Cities prepares for legal marijuana. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Graham Ambrose, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch and Argus. A major change is coming for marijuana in Illinois, Graham, and what is it and when?
Well, on January 1st of 2020, marijuana will be legalized for recreational purposes. So, in short, that means that anyone 21 years or older in the state of Illinois and visitors to the state of Illinois who are 21 years and older will be able to buy, use, and possess marijuana and use it for their own fun purposes.
Now, does the law say anything about what exactly will be available? I mean, is it just bags of loose marijuana or gummy bears that are infused or what?
So the whole legalization process from sort of top to bottom is very heavily regulated. So just as it's been regulated in other states that have legalized, Illinois being the 11th state to legalize nationally, the kind of marijuana you can buy, the amount you can buy, all of this is regulated by statute and as well by policymakers sort of on an ad hoc basis.
Okay, so I think I remember from your story that I'll be able to buy up to an ounce? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So Illinois residents come January 1st, we'll be able to purchase up to 30 grams, which is about an ounce of marijuana. Non-Illinois residents who are traveling through the state or visiting friends in the state will be able to purchase half that amount, 15 grams. And this will come in all sorts of varieties. So it will be the raw flower that people associate, the green plant. It'll also be pre-rolled joints. It'll be infused products like edibles. It's sort of a whole grocery store worth of different kind of products that you can buy.
Okay, and what's been legal in Illinois, or what is legal now up through January 1st?
Yeah, so medical marijuana has been legalized in Illinois for quite a while now. And medical marijuana is also very heavily regulated. To get a medical marijuana card, you basically need a doctor to write a statement saying that you have a certain condition, and by law there are certain conditions you must have to have a medical card in the first place. And then you must enter the Illinois registry. So there's a whole application process, and it's vetted by the state. Now, Illinois actually also recently signed in this legislative session a medical expansion. So new conditions will be added to the list to allow people to get medical cards. And the most important one, the most significant one, being chronic pain. So if you have chronic pain, and if a doctor says, you know, you qualify under state statute, you can apply for a medical marijuana card. And that applies actually right now. So you can do that as soon as you want.
Now, the big story that you and Sarah Ritter wrote for the Times used the term green rush. What does that mean?
Yeah, so people for years have been anticipating Illinois' legalization of marijuana. And there's basically this whole business, you know, thousands of jobs, multi-million, if not billions of dollars behind this, of people interested in getting in on the medical, on the legal and the medical marijuana trade. And so now that marijuana is about to be legalized come January 1st, you have all sorts of businesses from the sale of marijuana to the growing of it to the distribution of it who are going to soon be entering the industry, and it's going to just be booming.
So starting next year, where exactly will I be able to buy this stuff?
Yeah, so one of the key points for lawmakers who drafted the bill was that they really wanted a slow rollout. So they didn't want this to be the Wild West. They didn't want dispensary is on every corner. They didn't want kids to be able to access it. So the real crux of it is that they controlled very heavily the points of sale, also known as the dispensaries. So through May 1st of 2020, there will only be 75 licenses granted by the state for new dispensaries. So that means that only 75 across the entire state will be able to open through May 1st. And only one by statute will be able to open in the Quad City metro area. So currently there's only one medical dispensary in all of Rock Island County, which is in Milan. And there will only be one new one in addition to that. However, the state did give first access to the existing medical facilities. So the one in Milan will be able to expand, open another site if they so choose to, and they said that they do want to. So in total, we're only looking at a total of maybe three or four dispensaries for the whole next year.
Okay, in the Illinois Quad Cities.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the company that's in the growing marijuana right now, you said they have plans to sell recreational marijuana next year?
Yeah, so Nature's Treatment of Illinois, which is a Milan-based medical dispensary right now, they have plans to expand into the recreational side. They have plans to expand their current facility in Milan, and ideally they want to open a second facility, which is allowed by law. They currently are only allowed to sell product. They don't grow any of it themselves. They don't infuse it, to my understanding. They only sell. And the statute is quite clear that you're able to have a license to sell and a different license to grow. So people growing it are not necessarily able to sell it.
What about driving under the influence and drug testing and stuff like that? Do we know what the impact might be?
Yeah, this is one of the very big concerns of lawmakers and just everyday citizens. You know, what happens if someone chooses to consume legally recreational marijuana and then gets behind, you know, the wheel of a car? It's really tough, and this is one of the big outstanding questions about how enforcement will look at impaired driving, what a law allows, because the law does have stipulations that drivers are not allowed to be impaired beyond a certain level. There's a certain amount of THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, that's allowed in your blood at any time. But it's really hard to test these things, especially out in the field. I mean, when an officer suspects someone of being impaired with alcohol, they're able to pull them over and do a breathalyzer test. It's pretty straightforward. But the technology doesn't really exist for marijuana. So it's hard to know, even if an officer thinks someone's impaired, well, you know, are they impaired? What level are they impaired? Can you tell this in the field, or do you have to bring someone into the office and get a urine or blood sample? It's actually quite tricky.
Yeah, unless they smell, unless they reek of marijuana, how do you know for sure? Do you know what other states have done about this? Are they still not quite sure what to do about it?
Yeah, so they're, again, Illinois is the 11th state to legalize cannabis recreationally, and we're only the second one to do it by legislative action. So to some extent, Illinois is more regulated than others because they've been able to really layer this legislatively from the get-go. But in other ways, there's just a lot of questions left. So Colorado and Massachusetts and California are sort of the big states that have legalized so far. They're ones that have kind of gone through the growing pains, and Illinois legislators have been able to look at them. But this really remains one of the big national questions, how
to
monitor
it. So they haven't figured it out yet.
Even they are still going through growing pains about this.
Okay, so there's no real counterpart to 0.08 for alcohol just yet?
Right. There are legal measures. I believe it's 0.05 nanograms per milliliter in your blood.
Okay.
But that doesn't really mean much to the common consumer.
No.
I mean, whereas alcohol, there's sort of an understanding of, both from consumers and for law enforcement, of when someone is too impaired. That understanding simply does not exist with marijuana.
Okay, so the police agencies are sort of at least in the dark until, well, sometime in the future, we don't know when.
Absolutely. And one of the other challenges, too, is that the case law for how to prosecute these things, how to try these things, simply has not been developed, certainly not in Illinois, and even nationally not much as well. So it could take years for the full kinks of the legal system to kind of be worked out.
Now, one of the other interesting aspects for me, Graham, is the fact about what do you do about the people that have been convicted and or sent to prison for some amount of marijuana. Does the new law cover this as well?
Yeah, so the new law has an expungement process, which basically means that if you were convicted of a certain type of not very severe marijuana-related offense, you can have it essentially wiped from your record, I mean, for all intents and purposes. And for people who had convictions who are otherwise found, you know, to violate the law for 30 grams or fewer, which is, again, under an ounce, the process of expungement occurs automatically. So law enforcement and public agencies will basically try to help clear your record without you needing to do anything. For offenses, I believe it's 30 grams to about 500 grams, which is a lot more, you can petition individually to have your record expunged, but that process will not occur automatically.